of Yesh Tchumin Lamala Me'asara Tvachim Oloi. We know that a Tchum is Chal below 10 Tvachim. But is it possible to make a Tchum that is above 10 Tvachim? Now this, of course, is only a Shaila if it's Rachav Dalet. But if it's not Rachav Dalet, this question does not apply. Interestingly enough, this whole question of Yesh Tchumin Lamala Me'asara Tvachim Oloi would apply with boats and planes. For example, a plane today that landed Friday after Shkia. Let's say a person is traveling on Erev Shabbos, he gets stuck on a plane. The plane now lands after Lichtzin, and now it's after Shkia already. What exactly is his tchum? Can he walk 2,000 amas? Could he walk only 4 amas? And that hinges on whether we say Yesh tchum l'mayla me'asara tvachim, because during the period of Bein HaShemashes, he was in the air 20,000 feet or 30,000 feet above the ground, so he was obviously above Asara Tvachim. Now he comes down below Asara Tvachim. So was he kind of Shvisa up there to the point where now he has only Dalet Amos, or what does he have? So that whole Shaila would apply based on this Kasha of Yesh Tchumin L'mayla Me'asara Oloi. The Gemara then tries to bring a Raya, Yesh Tchumin Yosei Me'asara Tvachim, from the Pasuk of Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lochem, Esei Eliyahu Anavi, Lifnei Bayayim Hashem. That Eliyahu is going to come before, a day before the Mashiach comes, and since he could potentially come on Shabbos, we have a raya yesh tchum l'mayla me'asara tvachim. The Gemara then says, Mashiach lo yavoi b'Shabbos u'v'yantiv. Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos and Yantiv, and Eliyahu would not come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv. Why not? Because mishum tircha. We're afraid if Eliyahu comes on Erev Shabbos, people are busy preparing for Shabbos. He's going to mess up everybody's plans in preparation for Shabbos, therefore he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. But we say, Mashiach Asi be Erev Shabbos v'yantiv. Mashiach could come on Erev Shabbos v'yantiv. The kivan do asi Mashiach ha'kol avadim heim l'Yisrael. Because once Mashiach comes, everybody will volunteer to be avadim for Klal Yisrael, and they'll help us Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, we don't have to worry about tircha. These and other rayas the Gemara tries to bring ain't tchum in Yosir miyud, since Mashiach might come from outside the tchum on Shabbos. We bring here a kasha from the Chassam Sofer. We see, according to this Gemara, that Eliyahu Hanavi is bound by many different halachas, including the halachas of Erev Tchumen. If this in fact is true, we know that when we make a bris milah, we have a kisei shel Eliyahu. So how can we allow Eliyahu Hanavi to come for kisei shel Eliyahu when a bris is on Shabbos if he has to come from outside of a tchum? If he's not allowed to come from outside of a tchum, how can we invite him to a bris on Shabbos? So we answer, the Chassam Sofer answers, this only applies when he comes with his full guf. Like by the days of Mashiach, he'll come with his complete guf. But since by a bris milah only his neshama comes, he's not bound by the lochas of tchumen when only his neshama comes. We also have a very interesting kasha from Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman. Why do we say that Eliyahu won't be able to come on Erev Shabbos and Yontif? Because we're afraid of tircham. We know that a person is allowed to fast a tainis chalayim, even on Shabbos, because for him, it's considered tanug. So here too, we can say the fact when he's coming, Ein lecha oineg Shabbos gadol mizeh l'chol Yisrael misimchas Eliyahu l'gula. So this is terrific oineg. So what's the big deal about the fact that they're not going to be able to be tereach with Erev Shabbos, with preparing for Shabbos? This is a much bigger oineg. So why can't he come on Shabbos and why can't he come on Erev Shabbos? And he also has another kasha. Why do we say that Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos? Because Yesh Tchumen, we try to establish, Yesh Tchumen l'mayla me'yud tvachim. Before Mashiach and before Eliyahu comes, we know that there are going to be Jews who are going to be captive by Gaim and could potentially at any moment die. And if Mashiach comes, he's going to save him. So forget about this whole union of Tchum. Why can't we just break the Tchum of Shabbos to avoid Pikuach Nefesh? You have a whole question of Pikuach Nefesh. So what are we busy worrying about Tchum Shabbos? These are very good kashas, and they remain as a tzarachin. The Gemara then brings down that Rabban Gamliel had a hollow tube which he could use to see from a boat if they were within 2,000 amas of land. This was the Shveferes. And then the Iri mentioned, since in those days they didn't have any lenses, how was it possible really to be able to make this kind of a calculation with this kind of a tube? And basically this worked via the Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared is equal to c squared. If you have a right angle of a triangle, if you know the two angles of the right triangles, you could calculate the third. by a squared plus b squared, which are the two sides of the right triangle, is equal to c squared, which is the hypotenuse of the triangle. So via this kind of a calculation with the hollow tube, once he knew the vertical side and the horizontal side, he was able to calculate the third side and know how far they were from land. The Gemara mentions if you want to know the depths of a valley, you can also use this type of a shveisharis. The Gemara suggests that if you want to figure out the height of a tree, you should measure your own height of the person, let's say that's 6 foot or whatever it is, versus the shadow of the person. Then you can measure the size of the shadow of the tree and transfer these proportions to the tree. Once you know the relativity of your height to your shadow, you could then figure out, by knowing the shadow of the tree, the exact height of the tree through the same types of proportions with the shadow of the person himself. Daf Mem Dal. We then have a shaila. If you're allowed to make a circle of people as a mechitza to put around a person to get that person back into the tchum. A person went out of the tchum. Now you want to make a circle of people around this person in order to bring him back into the tchum. So we have a few rayas. One that says mutter, one that says aser. We have a raya that says ein oisin oyhal aray b'shabes ubiyantiv. The Gemara tries to bring this as a raya that it's aser to do this. And then we have a raya, oisa adam es chaveroi daifin l'sukkah. A person could use his friend for a wall of a sukkah. That's a raya that technically would be kosher to make this type of a circle. Then the Gemara diverts onto the subject of sukkah. And we say that if you use a behema as a daifin for a sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Rabbi Meir says that it's not kosher. Then we explain that a sukkah, which only has three walls, is kosher. We know this from Rashi in Gemara and Sukkah Daf Beis. And we say that there's an afkamina by an adam, who is used for a daifin. If he's the daifin shlishis, the third wall, then it's no good. If he's the daifin revius, then it's okay. And we also say there's an afkamina if it's midas, the person knows he's being used as a wall, or shalai midas, where we say that it's mutter. The maskana of this Gemara says that a machitza, a person who is used as a machitza, is mutter only shalai midas, and not midas. And not only that, as we see in Shin Samachay, even if it's karev hadavar sheyedu, he's still also to be used as a daifin. Then we have a Mishnah. Mi sheyatza birshus, person who went out of the tchum on Shabbos, for example, to do something like edus for Rosh Chodesh, once he finishes his job, he now has 2,000 amas from where he is. And then the Mishnah says that the imhu b'sei chatchum loy yatza. What's shot in this? The Gemara explains. If he was 3,500 amas out of the city, according to Rabbah, he now has 2,000 amas in any which direction he wants to go. So he's allowed to get back to the city. But once he's in the city, he can't get all the way back to his house if he goes beyond the 2,000 amas from where he was. Rav Simi Bar Chiya says that he can get back to the city and ki'ilu lo yatza. And the whole city becomes this. So in other words, if he's got 2,000 amas and the city was 1,500 amas away from where he's standing, he can get all the way back into the city, and now the entire city becomes his 2,000 amas. So now he can go all the way back to his house, even if his house is beyond the 2,000 amas. The svar of the machlokes is, according to Rav Simi Bar Chiya, we say, have lost chumin milsi. Two tchumen can mesh together to form one tchum. According to Rabbah, we say, lav milsa. And the Gemara brings down a special case of Ma'ara, and we say the case of Ma'ara is different than other cases. Since he was there before Shabbos, that's why we say it's milsi. Daf Meme. If a person goes 2 amas outside of a tchum, it's okay to return back into the tchum. But once he goes 3 amas outside of the 2,000 amas tchum, then it's not okay to return to that point. Then we say, b'chol ha'yotzin l'hatzel nefashos. Anybody who goes out to save lives, he's allowed to return. Not only that, even with Klei Zion, even with the instruments used for war, with guns, and even more than 2,000 amas. The Gemara then says, if Goyim attack a city on Shabbos in order to kill people, then you're allowed to take guns and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if they come for money, then you're not allowed to be Mechal the Shabbos unless they're coming to invade a border city. Because if they invade a border city, once they get to the border city and they take that over, they'll be able to get further into the country, and then attack becomes a case of sakana. Then we have a Mishnah that says a person camped and he realized that now he's Samach Liyir and it's Shabbos already, so now we have a question of Tchumen. Rameir says he's allowed to go into the city, but only up to a total of 2,000 amas. And according to Rashi, the words liyais ka'anshe ha'ir, Rashi mentions, if he verbalizes, zeh makam shvisasi, this point where I am, where I'm camping, according to Rashi and the Ritva, he's not a member of Anshe Ha'ir anymore, because he specifically verbalized zeh makam shvisasi. According to Rabbeinu Yonasan, it is okay. And he is Anshe Ha'ir, and he can actually come into the city. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who we paskin like, he goes in and he can walk through the entire city, and we don't say he has only 2,000 amas. The Gemara then says there was a Maisa Berebi Tarfon, and they explain the Maisa that he actually went into the city and he used the entire city as if he had been part of that city before Shabbos. We then have a Mishnah that says Mishi Yashin Baderach V'Hichshich, a person was going on his way, he fell asleep and it got dark, so now he never established his Makam Shvisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says he has 2,000 amas from that point, and the Chachamim say he has only dalet amas. Why is that? Because Shalei Niskaven Liknais Shvisa. He didn't have in mind to be kind of Shvisa. Since he didn't have in mind right now, it's as if he went outside of the Tchum, and now he has only dalet amas to walk. The Gemara then asks, if Cheftzei Hefker are kind of Shvisa? The Gemara says, yes, they are. Daf Mem Vav. Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erivin. We have this klal that we generally paskin Kedivrei HaMekel when we're talking about Erevin. And this, for example, would allow us to paskin like Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri in what we said before, that if Misha Yashin Badarach V'Hichshich, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas. Rainwater that falls on Shabbos is not considered muktzah, since it comes from clouds that move. We see this in Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed. Why is that? We say that it's not Kainah Shvisa, and it's not Noilid either. We then say that when we're dealing with Yisurim D'Araisa, we always paskin like the Rabbin. And not only that, we say Afilu B'Yisur D'Rabbanan, we paskin like the Rabbin. And we bring a Raya from a case from Nida, the klal of Daya Shaita. Daya Shaita means the blood is from now. This case specifically is speaking of a woman who sees Dam. If a woman sees Dam, any food she touches becomes Tameh. Let's say she sees it Monday at 3 p.m. So we say Midarabbanan that Lamafreya, 24 hours before that, anything she touched is also considered Tameh. So in other words, even what she touched from Sunday at 3 p.m. would also be considered Tameh. We say this because since the blood was in her body, it just couldn't exit the body. Therefore, it's considered like the blood is there. So therefore, everything becomes Tameh, even Lamafreya, 24 hours. However, the exception to this is if she hasn't seen blood for 90 days, three Einais. Then, if at that point she sees blood on Monday at 3 p.m., we don't say Lamafreya from Sunday 3 p.m., but rather we say Daya Shaita, the blood is from right now. This is the Shita of Reb Eliezer. And Rebbe let this psak stand in a Shas HaTchak, but normally we don't let it stand. So what do we see? We see that even by an Ifsid Rabbanan, Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha is Kirabim. We also have a case when one of the seven, the Shiva Kravim, is Nifter. So we have a number of shitas here. According to Rabbi Akiva, we say that if it's a shmua kreva, if you heard about the person's death within 30 days of their death, you have to sit shiva. However, if it's a shmua rechaika, it happened more than 30 days ago, then you only have to sit one day. And this is in fact how we paskin. The Chachamim say you always have to sit shiva. But since we paskin like Rabbi Akiva only by Avelis, but by all of the cases, we do not paskin like the Yachid, and therefore we have a raya that by all of the cases, the halacha is kirabim. The Gemara then says, Zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanef, v'ein chavin ela b'fanef. And this is referring to Eruvei Chatzeres, because Eruvei Chatzeres is always Zachin la'adam, because what can a person lose if you make an Eruv Chatzeres for him? But when we're talking about Eruv Tchumen, then we say it could potentially be a chavin, because if you put the Eruv Tchumen at the wrong center point, you could actually hurt him. Because if you move it, let's say, 2,000 amas east of his house, now he wants to go west. So you've actually hurt him by creating the Erev Tchumim. So Zachin L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav, referring to Erev Chatzeres. Ein Chavin Ela B'Fanav, referring to Erev Tchumim. We then bring down the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zreika, who bring down significant Klalei Machleikasim throughout Shas, where they tell us who we paskin like in different situations. And we say we paskin like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi in situations where they're arguing im chaveroi. If they argue with one person, then you paskin like them. But if in an argument where Rabbi Yossi is involved, we paskin like him even if he's arguing b'chaveroi, even if he's arguing with a whole group of people. We then say Reb Meir, when there's a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, halacha is Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, halacha is Reb Yosi. Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, the halacha is also like Reb Yosi. And Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, the halacha is again like Reb Yosi. There's a machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, halacha is Reb Yehuda. And there's a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, we say that this is Teikum. And here in the Gemara, we have a number of different shitas to explain how do we qualify these shitas, these klalim, how far do you go with them? Rav Assi says when we paskin in a case, where this is, for example, a machlekes between Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda, we paskin the halacha like Rav Yosi. This is halacha, halacha mamish. The halacha lamaisa would apply to Rav Yosi. We paskin like Rav Yosi, halacha lamaisa. Rav Chiya bar Abba says, matin. We don't say halacha, not mamish like them, but you tilt the halacha according to them. But not necessarily do you publicize the halacha according to them. And Rav Yosi Rav Chanina says, we paskin nirin, that we don't even tilt the halacha like Rabbi Yosi. But if someone does like Rabbi Yosi, then we allow it b'diavad. We then have the shita of Reb Misharsha, who doesn't hold of any of these klal. He says you have to judge each case individually. Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara tries to bring different rayas to Reb Misharsha, and in the end, the maskan is we do not paskin like Reb Misharsha, but in fact we paskin like Rabbi Yosi and Reb Zreika, that we do hold of these klale machlaikism. And the particular rayas that are brought in favor of Reb Misharsha are cases of havchana by Yibam. We know that you have to wait 3 months before Yibam, but if she becomes pregnant, if a woman becomes pregnant within these 3 months, it proves that it was from the first marriage. So now, in fact, she can't make Yibam anymore to the second brother, because now he's like an erev. Now the second brother is like an erev to her. So you have to wait these 3 months in order to clarify it. And the other case the Gemara brings down is the case by Yerid Shel Nachra, that the market is open, a market which is open on the Chagim of the Goyim. It's okay for Jews to shop in them because it's cheaper than the regular markets, and they wouldn't get an opportunity to get those types of bargain prices. These rayas, given who it is that's arguing in those cases, end up being brought as rayas in favor of Reb Misharsha. However, we don't paskin like Reb Misharsha. The Gemara then says, Ein andam zeicha lilmaid mikol melamdav. A person isn't always zeicha to learn a lot from every Rebbe he has, because some Rebbeim are better teachers than other Rebbeim. We then say, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was usher for a Kayan to leave Eretz Yisrael. And this was because there was a chash of Tuma midrabanan when they left Eretz Yisrael. But Bizman Hazeh, since we don't really have real Tuma, both the Shach and the Taz paskan that a Kayan is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We then have a machlokes whether Cheftzei Nachrim are Kayanei Shvisa or are not Kayanei Shvisa. According to Shmuel, we say Cheftzei Nachrim ain't Kayanei Shvisa. So a person can go with it as far as his tchum, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, we say it is kainah shvisa, and this is how we paskin, which is lachumra. Therefore, the reason that's true is because gzera chaftzei eina yehudi atu yehudi. We're afraid there's going to be confusion between what belongs to the Jew and what belongs to a guy. The Ritva asks here, we learned halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erivin, so why are we machmir here? So he answers, this klal only applies to a machlokes tanoim, but not by amoraim. So here with the machlaikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. Taf Memchas. We say hikilu b'mayim b'mechitza tluya b'chorva. A mechitza that is hanging, a basket that's hanging in a chorva over water, even though it's very short and it's not really the full size of a regular mechitza, we say that it extends completely down and therefore it's considered a mechitza. The reason we're mekel is because of the big tzarech of the necessity of having mayim and water in the city on Shabbos. The 4 amma limit outside of a tchum, that we say a person can't walk more than 4 ammas, how is that measured? We say that that's measured specifically for the size of each person's individual amma. We paskin like Rav Papa, that we use an amma d'day. We don't have a general measurement for the amma, but rather each person measures the amma from his elbow to his middle finger. That's equal to 1 amma. The Mechaber in Shin Mem Tes paskin is that by tiltul b'shus harabim, we also use amma d'day, the same klal. However, we have a little bit of a kula in that. Let's say a person is very short and they have a very small arm. Then we'll allow him to be mekel and use a shear of an amma beninus. And the same psak we also use by Erev Tchumen, as we mentioned before. And according to the Shita of Ramesha, in Igros Mesha, Arachayim, Aleph, Simen, Kuflamid, Vav, we say that an amma is equal to 21.25 inches, generally speaking. We then say, if 3 chatzeres open up into each other, you can carry from A to B, of course, and from B to C, of course, but we even say you can carry from A to C, as long as the middle one, B, makes an Erev with A and C. And this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, according to Rabbi Shimon. Daf Mem Tes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If a person placed bread in a communal Erev and was makpid that no one else should eat it, then the whole Erev is invalid. Rabbi Chananya says it's valid anyway. And the Gemara says the house where the Erev is kept doesn't have to contribute anything to the Erev, because the contribution is the fact that it's being used as a storage place in that house. Amar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. What exactly is the chalais of an Erev? An Erev works als a kinyan, als a joint partnership. Rabba says it's Mishum Dira. It's because of a symbolic common residence. And the Gemara brings down a number of nafkaminas between the two. For example, Katan, where kinyan is not chal, or keli or pachas mishav pruta, to explain what the nafkaminas would be between these two shitas. We then have a mishnah that says misha baba derech b'chash chaloi, got dark on his way, v'hayol makir ilan, he saw a tree all the way out, v'amar shvisasi tachtav, he says my shvisa should be underneath that tree. So the mishnah says lo yamar klum. Bim loyra, let's say he didn't see anything up ahead, v'zacha bim kaime, and he became zeich at that point where that place where he was is considered his makam shvisa. Yesh le alpayim agulais. He has 2,000 amas from that point, measured by a radius of 2,000 amas. So he can go 2,000 amas in any direction. In other words, you create a circle around that point, wherever his center point is for the tchum. That's the shita of Rav Chananya. The chachamim are mekel, and the chachamim say he has not just the radius, but it's a merubas. You create not only a circle around that, you put a square around that circle. And if you use the Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared is equal to c squared, you actually have, going out to the extreme corners of the square, you have more than 2,000 amas. In fact, you have 2,728 amas. Because if you're standing at the center point and you go directly to the northwest, to the northwest corner of the square would be 2,728 amas. The Gemara says, what's Pshat in Lay Amar Klum? Rav says, you're not allowed to go anywhere, not even to the tree. According to Shmuel, you can't go to your house, but you can go all the way up to the tree. Daf Nun. The Gemara asks, my time at the Rav. What's the reason, according to Rav, that a person doesn't acquire a shvisa anywhere under the tree? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One is Mishum Delay Misayim Asrei, because technically, one of the terutzim is because he didn't specify a definite spot under the tree. Therefore, nothing is chal as a makam shvisa for him. And the Ikad Diamri, Omar Rabba. The reason for Rav is because Mishum de Kasavar Kol She'enei B'zeh HaKarzeh Afilu B'Vahsachas Enei. Because he holds that whatever legal situations can't take effect consecutively, cannot take effect simultaneously. Pshanim, this means, since right now, technically, he hasn't really designated one 4x4 Shvisa area under the tree, but rather he has a whole bunch of 4x4 Shvisa areas under the tree, therefore none of them can take effect. And the Gemara asks a number of questions. They ask a question for Meiser. We know Meiser is 10%. Once you designate 10% of Tvua for Meiser, the other 90% is not Tevel anymore, because we've taken it out of the Klal of Tevel, because we know what the 10% for Meiser is. So over there, if you designate two different portions to be Meiser, why over there don't we say Kol She'eino B'Zeach Arzeh, just like we said, Afilu B'Vasach HaSeino, just like we said before, in the case of Makom Shvisa. The Gemara answers, Meiser is different, because we say Tekadish Palga, Palga Dechitra, because by Meiser you could designate halves of each of the grains for the Meiser. Therefore, that allows you to say B'Basachas B'Zeach Arzeh is okay, and therefore we don't say Kol She'eino B'Zeach Arzeh, Afilu B'Basachas Eino by Meiser. We also bring down a case of Tov Irev L'Shnei Ruchais, if accidentally a person makes a Reuven going in both directions, that it's also. Daf Nun Aleph. This heter of being able to be kind of shvisa underneath the spot of a tree is only okay if he could run and get there before Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi then says, if one person doesn't see the tree, but the other person he's walking with does see the tree, so the first person can join the second person, who was kind of shvisa, and say, Tehei shvisa seinu b'makam ploni. Just like you designated the spot for you, I'm going to join you in that endeavor. And therefore, for me, that's also makam shvisa. And we then say, Nemukai imai,
Rav Yosef accepted this ruling of Rav Yosi, since his pshatim were glatt. And we could also, we also believe probably that the name Namuka Yosef probably came from this Gemara. Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchum is midaraisa, and we see this from the Mun. We see that it says Shvu Ish Tachtav. That teaches you the rule of four Amos, that a person can't go beyond four Amos of 2,000. And Al Yetze Ish Mim Kaimai teaches you the rule of 2,000 Amos for a Tchum. The Rif and the Rambam hold that this whole Indian here of Mun is just an Asmachta, and Tchum is only midarabana. Then we have the complex Gemara about the pshat of Shvisasi Bim Kaimi. What is the pshat in that? According to the Shita, we have two pshatim, one according to Reb Nachman and one according to Reb Chizda. And according to the Shita of Reb Nachman, Lefi Reb Meir, Iker Erev is Bepas. And this is Ba'ani, by an Ani we're Mekel, but by an Usher we were not Mekel. And when a person is in his house, he's considered an Usher because he's basically settled in the house. And according to Reb Yehuda, Iker Erev is Beregel. And that's referring to both an Ani and an Usher. But to be able to say, I want my Erev to be b'makam plaini in a particular place, only for an ani, that it's is it mutter. And then we also bring down the shita of Reb Chizda, Dafnun Beis. We paskan the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, lufi the shita of Reb Nachman, that the ikar of Erev is beregel, whether he's an ani or an usher. But to designate b'makam plaini, only an ani is okay, but not an usher, because of chamer gomel. We then have a Mishnah that says anyone who went to make an Erev and had to come back before he got there, he can go out on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he had Kavana, he wanted to do this in the first place, but he never got all the way out there. Reb Meir says he's not allowed to do that, but he has to mamish do action. So then, according to Reb Meir, he can only walk 2,000 Amos in one direction. He can't walk in the other direction, because the other direction now becomes a Suffolk. The Gemara says Reb Meir is the Machmir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both Amira and Hichzik Baderach. He has to start going on his way. Rabbi Yehuda says either Hichzik by itself, or according to Rabbi Yosef, just Amira is okay. We pass like Rabbi Yosef that just Amira is okay. We then have a Mishnah that says Mi sheyatza chutz l'tchum, not for a dvar mitzvah, afilu ama lo yukanis. And the Gemara says according to Rabbi Chananya, even if he stepped 1 foot out, then you're out. You're completely out of the tchum. Because we see this from Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha. But we pass him that it's okay to return if one of your feet is out of the four Amos. This is the end of the fourth parak of Masechta Erevin. Now we will begin the fifth parak, Ketzad Ma'arvin. This is on Daf Nun Gimel. The Tchum line is drawn from the outermost point of the city. And we draw a full square around this 2,000 Amos, which is Lakula, obviously to include the corners, as we mentioned before. We then have a Machloikas Rav and Shmuel by Maras HaMachpela. Chad Amar Shtei Batim. One person says it's referring to two chambers, Zeh Lifnim Zeh. U'Machpela, and the word Machpela, that's referring to the Zugais, the pairs, which is Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, etc. The Chadam are Shtei Batim Zeh Al Gabi Zeh. Vayokam Melech Chadash Al Mitzrayim. What's Pshat in that? The beginning of Shmos. One person says Chadam are Chadash Mamish and Chadam are Nischatshu Gzeiraisav. One person said that it was referring, actually there was a new pyro, and one person said it was the same pyro as before, but he just made up new Gzeiras. We then have the Klav Niskatnu Adiris, that our generation, in terms of Torah, is much smaller than the previous one. The Gemara says it's good, it was good for the Bnei Yehuda to make Simanim to remember Torah. And if one is Marbitz Torah, it also helps a person remember Torah. The Gemara then says the Bnei Golil were loose with their words of Torah, and they weren't medactic, and of course this is no good if you're not medactic in what you say when you quote words of Torah. And we then say you're supposed to leave over a little bit from your plate of food. The Gemara then brings down a Maisa of Bruria. Bruria is mentioned numerous times in Shas. Bruria was the wife of Reb Meir. She was very, very smart. And she told Reb Yosi Aglili, Al tar besicha ima isha. You shouldn't talk too much to a woman. Daf Nun Daled. If someone walks alone or has a headache, he's supposed to learn Torah. Netzach Sela Vaed is referring to true eternity. And the Gemara then says, In lo haya nishtabru luchais harishayim, original luchas would not have been broken, No nishtakcha Tyra mi Yisrael. Tyra would not have been forgotten from Yisrael. The light called Uma, the Lashon Shalatis Baim, and all the Umas Ha'ilam, which have reigned over us all the years, would not have been able to reign over us. We then say Tyra is Kitta'ena, it's like a fig, calls Mancha Adam Haige Bahem, Motzi Bahem Tam, it tastes very good. We then say it's important to make Hazara on what a person learns. And then we say Ketzad, the Gemara asks, Ketzad say to Mishnah, how was the Tyra taught? It was first taught to Moshe, afterwards, Aaron came in and sat to his right side, and his sons, the sons of Aaron, sat to his left side. Then it was taught to the Zekanim, and afterwards to the Therefore, Aaron heard it four different times. We then say a Rebbe must spend time with his Talmidim in order to answer all of their questions. The Gemara then says a Rebbe walks in the middle, and his bigger Talmud walks to the right, and the other Talmidim walk to the left. Am Reb Chizda ein Torah niknes ela b'simanim. And finally, we say, Rava Amar Asei Ma'adim La Torah. A person should make a Zman Kavua, should make a Seder every day to learn Torah. And with this, we will conclude this year.